Dreams by Sadhu Arunachala, Major Alan Chadwick. We are such stuff as dreams are made of, and our short life is rounded by a sleep. Shakespeare really did know what he was talking about, and it was not just poetic effervescence. Maharishi used to say exactly the same. I suppose I questioned Bhagawan more often on this subject than any others, though some doubts always remained for me. He had always warned that as soon as one doubt is cleared, another will spring up in its place, and there is no end to doubts. But Bhagawan, I would repeat, dreams are disconnected. While the waking experience goes on from where it left off, and is admitted by all to be more or less continuous. Do you say this in your dreams? Bhagawan would ask. They seemed perfectly consistent and real to you then. It is only now, in your waking state, that you question the reality of the experience. This is not logical. Bhagawan refused to see the least difference between the two states, and in this he agreed with all the great Advaitic seers. Some have questioned if Shankara did not draw a line of difference between these two states, but Bhagawan has persistently denied it. Shankara did it apparently only for the purpose of clearer exposition, the Maharishi would explain. However, I tried to twist my questions. The answer I received was always the same. Put your doubts when in the dream state itself. You do not question the waking state when you are awake. You accept it. You accept it in the same way you accept your dreams. Go beyond both states and all three states, including deep sleep. Study them from that point of view. You now study one limitation from the point of view of another limitation. Could anything be more absurd? Go beyond all limitation, then come here with your doubts. But in spite of this, doubt still remained. I somehow felt at the time of dreaming there was something unreal in it. Not always, of course, but just glimpses now and then. Doesn't that ever happen to you in your waking state too? Bhagawan queried. Don't you sometimes feel that the world you live in and the thing that is happening is unreal? Still, in spite of all this, doubt persisted. But one morning, I went to Bhagawan and, much to his amusement, handed him a paper on which the following was written. Bhagawan remembers that I expressed some doubts about the resemblance between dreams and waking experience. Early in the morning, most of these doubts were cleared by the following dream, which seemed particularly objective and real. I was arguing philosophy with someone and pointed out that all experience was only subjective, that there was nothing outside the mind. The other person demurred, pointing out how solid everything was and how real experience seemed, and it could not be just personal imagination. I replied, "No, it is nothing but a dream. Dream and waking experience are exactly the same." "You say that now," he replied, "but you would never say a thing like that in your dream." And then I woke up. Sourced from The Call Divine, March 1954.